In that last segment, we talked about in a great deal the idea of gun-free zones, what they're believed to create and what they in fact create. I'd like to lay this little list on you as an additional point to ponder as we wrap things up for this week. Chicago, earlier this year, an Uber driver with a concealed carry permit shot and wounded a gunman who opened fire on a crowd of people. Philadelphia barbershop, also earlier this year, Warren Edwards opened fire on customers and barbers after an argument. Another man with a concealed carry permit then shot the shooter. Hospital in Philadelphia last year, 2014. Someone shot and killed a psychiatric caseworker with whom they were meeting. Shot and wounded a psychiatrist, Lee Silverman. Silverman shot back and took down the assailant. Plymouth, Pennsylvania, 2012. Man killed another man, wounded another, following an argument after being ejected from a bar. Shooter then approached the bar manager, pointed his gun at the manager. This bar manager, who had a concealed carry license, shot the assailant. Near Spartanburg, South Carolina, 2012, man went to his church armed with a shotgun, kicked in the door. But Aaron Guyton, who had a concealed carry license, drew his gun, pointed at the shooter and other parishioners, then disarmed the assailant. Winnemucca, Nevada, 2008. Man killed two people, wounded two others in a bar filled with 300 people. He was then shot and killed by a patron with a gun and a concealed carried license. Colorado Springs, Colorado, 2007. A man killed four people at a church. He was then shot several times by Gene Assam, a church member, volunteer security guard, and former police officer. Edinburgh, Pennsylvania, 1998. 14-year-old boy shot and killed a teacher at a school dance. Shot and injured several other students. He was confronted by the dance hall owner, James Strand, who lived next door, and kept a shotgun at home. Pearl, Mississippi, 1997. 16-year-old boy stabbed and bludgeoned to death his mother at home, then killed two students, injured seven at his high school as he was leaving the school. He was stopped by assistant principal Joe Myrick, who had gone out to get a handgun from his car. What do all these cases have in common? All featured a person with a right to carry who did not create victims, but did stop a killer.